Okay, so...
I have a question. So, I noticed that there are a couple people at the Machon who got married recently, and they had shaved faces, and all of a sudden their beards are starting to get really long. Is there such a concept? That's my... Moshe Dov is my favorite. And he's growing a beard now, too, and so I asked him, there's like a concept, after you get married, you have to grow your beard out or something.
Okay, so let's begin with the whole concept of beards, and then we'll go from there to the question, should one grow a beard after they get married? As far as growing a beard, so there are those that say that a Jewish face should have a beard. The Kabbalists, the Yemenite, Rav Kook, they say that one shouldn't touch their beard at all. Let it grow, don't touch it, do not alter it. What is interesting is that the Ramami Pano, who was one of the disciples of the Ari, so you'd think he's a disciple of the Ari. The Arizal was one of the chief Kabbalists. So you'd think that if the Kabbalists say you have to grow a beard, he'd grow a beard. He was clean shaven. So we see that even according to the Kabbalists, there's room to be clean shaven. Halachically, one may shave one's beard, so long as one does it with in the proper fashion, with scissors, in a way that he's not laying a knife to his skin. And some shavers have the way they cut is the equivalent of using a knife. So you have to ask your rabbi if the shaver you use or the shaver you want to purchase is a shaver which is acceptable halachically. We're not allowed to cut our facial hair with a knife. This includes we shouldn't really be cutting our mustache hair or the bottom of our neck. One should not cut any facial hair with a knife. And this is also true if one goes to a barber. One should not let the barber touch his payas or any of his facial hair with a knife. But other than that, if you have a kosher shaver, you could shave. Now, in some circles, a beard is a sign that you're mature. It even appears in halacha when it comes to when does a person qualify for doing birchas kohanim, for going up with the kohanim to bless the people. So then... one of the criteria, according to some opinions, is that he has a full beard. So the beard is a sign of maturity. But other than that, so some say it's a Jewish thing, but halachically one can shave so long as he's using a proper shaver. Now, practically, there are those that feel that if you don't have a beard, you're not a rabbi. So one of the rabbis I learned by was clean shaven until he had to marry off his daughter. And then his daughter wouldn't get shidduchim because people said, oh, her father, he doesn't know much. He doesn't even have a beard. So he grew his beard, and then his daughter got engaged. It worked. So the beard is also a social issue. The beard also helps in just like the yarmulke. The yarmulke, today everyone has to wear a yarmulke so long as he's not one of those Sephardim that don't have this custom, but 99% of Jews have the custom to wear a yarmulke. There's only one group of Sephardim that didn't really accept this custom. They only wear a yarmulke in shuls when they make blessings, when they eat in the house. But everyone else, other than these Sephardim, must wear a yarmulke. When it comes to a yarmulke, so the initial institution of a yarmulke was a level of piety. You show that God's above you. But today it's become accepted, and it's one of the things that Jews do. Jews wear a yarmulke, they wear a kippah. Those of you who are wondering, what do you do if you work at a place where you can't wear a kippah or things like that? So we have a class on that. We went through all of that, whether a toupee could classify as yarmulke, etc. We went through that a few weeks ago in the halacha class. But by the same token, sometimes a beard helps a person that he looks Jewish. I was once arguing with a friend of mine. I said, why do you have to wear a hat? In halacha it says you have to cover your head for prayer. Some understandings say it means a second covering on top of the yarmulke. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. And that's why those who go with that understanding say that the Shulchan Aruch says you have to put a second covering on your head when you make a blessing, Birchas HaMazon, and when you pray. But I said, I understand you wear a hat for prayer. I understand you wear a hat for benching. I don't understand why you have to walk around day and night with a hat and jacket. And we finished that conversation, and he left, and I started learning, and I saw I needed a break. So next to the yeshiva, this was in downtown Manhattan, there was a park. Seward Park, I think it was called. So I go down to the park, and I'm taking a break, so I walk in circles. Like, they have a place where people jog, so I walk around a few times, thinking I'll take my walk, and then go back to place Medrash. And so I'm walking, I'm accosted by two women, and they offer me their services for free. So for a second, I didn't understand like what's going on here. After a second, I was thinking back. I even remember I said no, thank you, and I kicked myself afterwards. What did I say thank you for? I should have just said no. But I walked back to yeshiva and I said to myself, you know, it's interesting. An hour ago, I was arguing with the person, why do you have to wear a hat? Why do you have to wear a jacket? If I would have walked around with a hat and jacket, they wouldn't have thought of approaching me. They would have said, he's one of those religious. We don't have, there's no reason to approach him. So I'm not saying every person should walk around with a hat and jacket. But there are things that help us behave and help people know that we're people that behave. And the beard sometimes does that as well. So socially, it's sometimes better for a person to grow a beard. I know there are people who travel a lot in business, and for them, many rabbis will recommend that they wear a wedding ring, even though ordinarily we don't recommend men wear rings, and it is halachically forbidden for there to be an exchange of rings during a marriage ceremony. But for a man to wear a ring, so then in business, very often if you show up to a hotel alone without a wedding ring, so they automatically offer you certain services. And if you show up with a wedding ring, they understand that you don't want those services. And that's why sometimes it's very recommended that a person who's in business and he's traveling should wear a wedding ring. By the same token, the beard socially sometimes can help that people recognize this person either as a rabbi, this person is a Jew, in different scenarios. And sometimes a person has to worry about what he looks like at home. We often discuss that people, when they walk outside, they get all dressed up. When they come back in, they look like a slob. In our parsha, the Medrash discusses that Yaakov was scared of Esav. He said, why was Yaakov scared? It says, Vayirov Yetzelo. It says he had a chagadah, he was scared. So the Medrash says Yaakov was scared because he said, when I went to serve Dad, when I went to serve Yitzchak, so I'd wear the same clothing I worked when I was outside. But Esav, when he was outside, he wore his working clothes. When he came back to serve his father, he'd wear special beautiful clothes in honor of Yitzchak. So Yaakov said, when I stole the blessings, I caused my father pain. I caused my father sorrow. And that's why Yaakov was scared. He said, I have to face up to my brother Esav, and maybe this merit is what's going to stand for him at this minute, that he did keep it avim the way he should, and I didn't. But Hanogali Nyanenu, back to what we're discussing, sometimes a person does have to think about what he looks like at home. Just like we discussed, a person could have a very hard day learning in yeshiva, and then he comes home and opens up the newspaper, he takes a break. What does his wife see? He says, oh, my husband has time to sit down and read newspapers. So okay, do me a favor, take out the garbage, do me a favor, do the shopping, do me a favor, take the kids. What do you mean you don't have time? You're sitting here reading the newspaper. A person has to know that there's a question of what image he's giving at home as well. And that's why sometimes we'd recommend for a person, go learn, make sure, take a break in yeshiva so that you could come home and continue learning. Because the perspective that your wife gets is what she sees. And the same thing is true with the beard. That's why sometimes married people will grow a beard, because their wife's perspective, the way they view them, if you're learning and you're advancing, so you should be growing a beard. Sometimes it's also a person's own self-image, that a person wants to feel like I got somewhere. And then what would apply is what we mentioned with regard to hat and jacket and everything else that's external. But a person has to measure whether it makes sense to invest in externals and whether he won't forego really building himself by putting on the externals. But halachically, so we said, to sum up, we said halachically, there's halachic basis for a person to grow a beard, there's halachic basis for a person to trim a beard. In many yeshivas, they were very careful that the students would either be clean shaven or grow a trimmed beard. A person has to look well, like we discussed when we discussed the laws that in history, historically, people, only women would look in mirrors, and today a person has to take a minute to look in a mirror and see that he looks okay. So again, to sum up, sorry, we got sidetracked. We said halachically a person can shave so long as he's shaving with a proper shaver. He's not allowed to use a knife or razor, and the shaver he should check with his rabbi which is proper. A person can grow a beard, a trimmed beard, or a person can grow a beard that's growing without trimming. According to some opinions, that's preferable. And we said that there are reasons why a person might want to grow a beard, either that's another sign that he's an Orthodox Jew, or it's a sign that he's a rabbi, or it's something that'll make his wife feel like he's moving forward in the world. Clear? Yeah. Sorry? Yeah?
So married, after you get married.
After you get married, so some people feel like they've moved forward as a married person. They should look more with the beard.
What if your kid just can't grow a piece of beard?
No obligation to grow a beard.
What?
Just saying, but Max wants something first. Sorry.
Sort of playing devil's advocate here. You said that they sometimes recommend that a husband wear a wedding ring when he goes on business trips, because sometimes they offer you things you shouldn't. Okay. But if he's so